We sing the spring. Sing joy, spring. A rare and most mysterious spring. This most occult thing is buried deep in the soul. Its story never has been told. The joy spring about the pleasure is deep inside you, whether you think it or not. Once you're aware of this spring, you'll know that it's the greatest treasure you've got. And furthermore, the joy spring, the bounteous treasure, cannot be bartered away and never can be sold. Nothing can take it from you. It's yours and yours alone to have it, to hold. And something more, if never is lost, if fire or threat, it's always around where trouble is gone, the pleasure is left. I always have found this trivial group, same as a treasure man, lays up in heaven worth a price no one can measure. That says a lot, the joy spring, the fountain of pleasure, is deep inside you, let me inform you of truth. Once a Deleon saw this when he was searching for the fountain of youth.
Once a Deleon laughed so much he never did find the magic fountain. But many people with a well-adjusted spirit, they could hear it when you told them it was there. Telling them was like telling it on the mountain. It's quite a lift to having the gift of laughter. I'm a man who knows in a minute. I can tell you just exactly how the story goes. It involves a firm conviction in another previous life, giving your mind a chance to fly. Fly around the universe, investigating other galaxies and the river, sometimes life, and then you get pretty well acquainted with a lot of other strife. And pretty much acquire yourself plenty of education. Pretty soon becomes Earth, birth, and then you're ready to put it all to work. As soon as you finish being born, you start forgetting what you knew. Cause you're another kind of you, a reincarnation, manifestation, spirit and sensation.
You really got that right! The average person isn't bright, not so bright that they recall the fatal fall. Down here to this earth, their minds disguised to death, the spirit, life, and call it birth. That's their reason for forgetting, and they find it very upsetting when it's reminded. Tell them they've lived before, they'll show you the nearest open door. Gotta have feeling while dealing with walkers in their sleep. They can't imagine something as deep. Here they come, here they are. I'm imagining the beginning of following the star. Here they come, here they are, here they go. Life is over in a minute, and you never dig it in or enjoy a minute of it, because they put too much of bubbles, gross. Something's worth a couple of bucks at the most. So there's a reason that the maker of men included there in his plan a certain fountain deep within, where there was laughter, youth, and gold for human beings. And share the memory of where we've all been. Brothers called grim new chances. The slim anybody would dig that the human soul was Snow White and the seven dwarfs were seven tempers in man. Who's digging out the gold completes the plan. And Bacon was hit that Shakespeare couldn't read, and so he gave him all the rhymes that have lasted through the years and kept eternal truths alive through several centuries. That's how we know them now. They last because they're true. What was it from Macbeth? Life's but a walking shadow, a play of poor that struts and frets upon the stage and see no more. A tale that truly has an idiotic ring that's full of lots of sound and fury, signifying nothing. That's right, signifying nothing. I'll repeat it, nothing. Don't forget it, nothing. And that's the reason for the spring of joy that the father put inside of every single girl and boy. Thank you.
the stage, it's showtime. Everyone on and proceed to act your age.
Whatever you brought on out is funny enough, I'll laugh until you're wasting all your humor on a frown while you bring the spirit down.
You gotta book yourself a comic in your act. But that's about your life's in modern parts, and that's a fact.
Once you have got the spring, you always can smile. It becomes your one expression, and you always wear it like the Buddhas do.
Sing the spring,
sing joy spring,
oh rare and most mysterious spring.
This most occult thing is buried deep in the soul.
Yes, or it ever has been told.
The joy spring, the fountain of pleasure, is deep inside you whether you dig it or not. But you're aware of this spring, you know that it's the greatest treasure you've got. And furthermore, the joy spring, the fountain of treasure, cannot be bottled away and never can be sold. Nothing can take it from you. It's yours and yours alone to have it to hold. And something more, if ever is lost, too far a theft. It's always around where trouble is gone, the pleasure is left. I always around and struggle to prove, same as the treasure man. Lives up in heaven with a price no one can measure. That says a lot, so just bring the fountain of pleasure. It's deep inside you, let me inform you, come true. Also to lay on sword. When he was searching for the fountain of youth, I say in truth he saw a magical thing, for he was searching for the joy spring.